thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I don't want mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Precious viewers, it's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ADS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darías, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on SIAT SAT, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Klar Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Swatar, Selengi Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhal Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Khla, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol and Channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raychem Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Kwan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia pledges $166 million to the United Nations World Food Programme. In cultural news, adjacent areas in Germany and Poland join in a mutually beneficial agreement. In animal welfare news, a USA non-profit provides over $3 million for research to enhance the well-being of companion animals and wildlife. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 11th at sundown begins the Jewish holiday Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights. This 8-day celebration commemorates the rededication of the Jewish temple over 2,300 years ago and the miracle of the 1-day supply of lamp oil burning in the temple for 8 days. Emphasis is placed on lighting an additional candle on each menorah each night. This represents the number of days the oil burned in the temple. Other traditions include saying special prayers, playing the game dreidel, and the giving of a symbolic amount of money or geld to children. May our brothers and sisters of the Jewish faith have a blessed and joyous Hanukkah.
Today is also the National Day of Burkina Faso, observing its becoming a republic in 1958. Situated north of Ghana and West Africa, Burkina Faso means land of incorruptible people. In the Mori language of Mosai people and in Bamanankan of the Douala, the Ouagadougou International Arts and Crafts Fair held in the country's capital is considered one of the most important African festivals of its kind. May the creative people of Burkina Faso enjoy a splendid Republic Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from the Philippines. At the end of September, two typhoons, Ketsana and Parma, lashed Luzon Island in the Philippines within just 8 days of one another. More than 600 people perished, and 500,000 were affected as floodwaters inundated dozens of towns and villages and devastated crops and property.
Upon knowing of the storms, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated a total of $55,000, requesting that our association members go to help the most affected people in the worst hit areas. This amount could obtain $792,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Following their initial work distributing emergency materials and comforting victims of various disaster areas, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan set out to the badly hit town of Marilao in Bulacan Province on October 20th, covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,432.
Rice and other relief items such as soy sauce, vinegar, and detergent bars were purchased and packed with the help of local community members, then delivered to 6,500 families in three villages that local officials said had received the least aid from non-governmental organizations. The victims were delighted and grateful to receive the goods and master's pictures.
Our appreciation, Philippine officials and community members, for your valued assistance. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted aid that brings comfort to those most in need, as well as our association members for their diligent endeavors. Wishing the storm-afflicted a speedy recovery of their regular lives, as such calamities are eased through humanity's gentler, eco-stabilizing care of our planet.
Central U.S. swept by massive snowstorm. On Wednesday, December 10th, a huge storm covered multiple states with ice and up to 48 inches of snow. At least 17 people succumbed to weather-related accidents, primarily while driving. Officials advised people to stay home as powerful winds caused drips of up to 15 feet high, with National Guard and other highway personnel sent to rescue motorists while utility crews worked to restore power outages. Hundreds of flights were canceled and schools and businesses closed.
As the storm moved east from the western states of Utah, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona, blizzard warnings were issued throughout the Midwest. In Wisconsin, where 19 inches of snow fell, a state of emergency was declared as university classes in Madison were canceled for the first time in 45 years. Meanwhile, in the mid-Atlantic and southern states, heavy rains prompted flash flood warnings. We thank the National Guard, highway personnel, utility crews, and all others for your dedicated efforts. Our sympathies for the lives lost and prayers for the storm victims' soon restoration of fulfilling everyday lives. May such extreme conditions subside through our adoption of gentler, greener ways.
Southeastern Iran, U.S., and Indonesia jolted by earthquakes. On Sunday morning, December 6th, a 3.5 magnitude tremor shook the town of Arzuia in Kerman province. That evening, a magnitude 3.2 quake struck in Georgia, USA. Centered 7 miles west of the town of Deep Step, the tremors were felt in Baldwin, Wilkinson, and Washington counties. In the early hours of December 9th, on Wednesday, the Indonesian island of Simelue, north of Sumatra, experienced a quake of 5.9 magnitude in strength. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries in any of the locations. Thank heavens for the safety of the quake-shaken residents. May our world soon be completely safeguarded from such dangers as we strive for greater kindness expressed among all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thai and Malaysian leaders dedicate friendship bridge. Following a 3-day visit to further the two countries' cooperative relations, Malaysian Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib and Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiwa traveled together to the southern region of Thailand, where they participated in the symbolic dedication of the Friendship Bridge. With the structure enhancing travel as well as education and employment exchange across their shared border, Prime Minister Najib stated, "I have no doubt that this friendship bridge will serve its noble purpose and boost further the various economic, social, and cultural activities between our two countries. Our warm accolades, Your Excellencies, Thailand and Malaysia, for your cordial relations and kind mutual support. May the people of your beautiful countries be harmonized in peace and shared understanding."
Kennedy Center Honors awarded in Washington, D.C. Among the prominent figures recognized for their contributions to American culture through the arts were twice Oscar-winning actor Robert De Niro, multiple award-winning filmmaker and screenwriter Mel Brooks, opera singer Grace Bumbry, jazz legend Dave Brubeck, and 19-time Grammy-winning rock singer Bruce Springsteen. Distinguished guests and presenters included U.S. President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama, as well as award-winning and celebrated actors, directors, and musicians, such as the legendary singer Aretha Franklin, Hollywood actress Meryl Streep, distinguished filmmaker Martin Scorsese, Hollywood actors Ben Stiller and Matthew Broderick, renowned British musician Sting, and many others. Addressing the event, President Obama said,
"In times of war and sacrifice, the arts and these artists remind us to sing and to laugh and to live. In times of plenty, they challenge our conscience and implore us to remember the least among us."
We join in applause and salute all Kennedy Center Honors recipients for your deserved recognition. May you and your artistry continue to uphold the creative American spirit and uplift the hearts of many.
Iranian detainees and Belgians freed. In Tehran, the Office of the Prosecutor General announced that 86 people who had been detained during their participation in a rally on December 7th were being released. The Iranian court also released 3 Belgian nationals, Vanden Bosch, Vincent Binfleur, and Diego Gomatio, following a 2-month detainment. "We are glad to know of the freedom of these Iranians and the 3 Belgians. May they be safe in heaven's protection as they warmly reunite with loved ones."
Save Our Planet. Groups advocate the Copenvegan solution. During the two-week climate change conference in Denmark, the organization Veg Climate Alliance, a coalition of environmental, vegetarian, animal rights, health, and other groups, has been working to raise awareness that a global shift to the veg lifestyle is essential to avoid an unprecedented global climate catastrophe.
Joining the call as he cited the devastating tolls of meat and dairy to our planet, Peter Malchet, policy director of the UK-based Soil Association, also asked that global decision makers at Copenhagen adopt organic farming practices to begin replacing meat and dairy production.
Organic food is now the preferred choice of more and more people who feel reassured that after all the recent food scares, from BSE to genetic engineering, that organic farming best meets their needs as consumers. And as a membership charity, the Soil Association is committed to upholding the principles and standards of organic agriculture.
Many thanks, Veg Climate Alliance, and all organizations working to bring recognition of the planet-cooling vegan solution. Blessed be all efforts to finalize an international agreement that supports truly sustainable living to preserve lives and our Earth.
This urgent call for a swift transition to a plant-based diet has been frequently highlighted by Supreme Master Ching Hai, who, during an October 2009 video conference in Germany, again expressed the dire need for a vegan decision at the Copenhagen summit.
I hope the Copenhagen leaders understand where to put their finger, not just talking around the subject and try to avoid the burning spot, which is livestock raising. Animal industry are number one killer of all killers on this planet. Meat industry is the number one killer, is the number one murderer, and the legal murderer. And we endorse it. We must stop the livestock industry. I hope the leader of the Copenhagen conference will do this. Otherwise, I don't know what else to say anymore. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet.
Save Our Planet. Climate change's most vulnerable nations call for urgent action. The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, announced that climate change is already forcing large-scale human movement, mostly to other regions within the same country or to neighboring countries. For instance, migrations due to drought have become common in places such as Ethiopia, Mali, Burkina Faso, Senegal, and even Syria. The IOM predicts that at least 1 billion people will be forced from their homes due to global warming by 2050.
At the COP15, the United Nations Copenhagen Climate Change Conference, negotiators for the small island nation of Tuvalu warned that the current emission reduction goal of stabilizing CO2 at 450 parts per billion is too high to assure the survival of island nations, which in some cases have become uninhabitable and in others are experiencing the adverse effects of rising sea levels.
Representatives from other island states also presented their call for urgent mitigation as well as adaptation assistance.
All water on the land, the taste is very salt. 3 days, all people must to migrate to find a new island. We need to say all the world, it is a very, very big problem.
Without effective action, all countries will sooner or later be impacted by the ravages of global warming. According to the American Medical Association, more than half of the U.S. population alone will be at risk of increased hospitalizations for climate change-induced diseases such as pneumonia, asthma, and other lung diseases, with potentially worsening health of people already weakened by illness.
International Organization for Migration, island nation leaders, and American Medical Association, we are grateful for your concerned voice and endeavors to protect fellow citizens. Our prayers that all climate change negotiators and leaders choose wisely for the sake of ourselves and future generations on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken with concern about the need for leadership to focus on saving human lives made fragile due to global warming, as in a video conference with our association's New Zealand Center in August 2008.
What encouragement can we give them to stand up and spread the message to the people to be vegetarian?
I think they will have to, in time. And I hope they do it soon, so that we still have a chance to save millions, billions of people, or the whole planet. What is the use of having economy or political power when everybody is dead? Even if the leader is still alive, whom would he or she rule if there's no citizen left? I am worried about your country. It's a small island surrounded by water. And if the water level rises, then I don't want to talk about it. But I'm sure your leader will realize it sooner or later that survival is number one. Political position, economic power is number 10. Very low, 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 low down there. First, we have to survive.
Save Our Planet. Nature Foundation's South Australia supporters donate funds for the delivery of 7 megaliters of water to save river red gum trees in Australia, which in turn will aid the survival of the endangered regent parrots that depend on them.
Save Our Planet, a comprehensive study in the U.S., reveals a link between human-caused biodiversity loss and the recent rise in infectious diseases such as West Nile virus, Lyme disease, malaria, parasitic schistosomiasis, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, and others.
Save Our Planet. Guyana's president, Bharat Jagdeo, whose country still maintains 75% of her pristine rainforest, presents a development model for international application that ensures tree preservation while investing in clean industries such as organic agriculture, sustainable forestry, and ecotourism.
Save Our Planet. A new report states that of the 11 most endangered species in the United States, such as the elkhorn coral, Canada lynx, Pacific salmon, grizzly bear, bog turtle, western prairie-fringed orchid, and Arctic polar bear all now face additional threat from global warming and are in jeopardy of disappearing forever.
Warning news. Australian researchers find that even moderate alcohol intake in the first trimester of pregnancy can double the risk of childhood anxiety or depression, with more alcohol consumption increasing the risk further.
Hello, I'm Oda the Wombat, and this is my lovely daughter, Tambi.
Thanks, Dad. Hi, everyone. Dad and I are vegan. We don't eat any animal products.
Today, we're going to share a tip on some ways to share your children's artwork.
That's great, Dad. You mean with their paintings and colored drawings?
Yes, Tambi. You can use the back of them as unique stationery to write special notes, letters or poems to friends and family.
Oh, I like that idea.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Australia pledges $166 million to the United Nations World Food Program. More than $36 million of the donation will be allocated to schools in Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Australia is the first nation to commit to a 4-year period for the funding, which is part of a strategic partnership agreement. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia, and God bless your kindness. May the precious lives of many be greatly improved by your generous assistance.
In cultural news, German and Polish adjoining areas establish an economic and administrative connection. Adjacent cities of Germany and Poland have an agreement called Oder Partnership, which may benefit approximately 21 million people. A project called ProPolska supports the cooperation between the countries. Mr. Bogdan Kazimierz of the Berlin Senate Department for Economics and participant of the program lives in Berlin, Germany, and travels across the Oder River to Poland. He said, "The good thing about ProPolska is the 5 months' work experience. We get in touch with the people over the border. We make friendships. Congratulations, Germany and Poland, on your wonderful unity. May all nations thrive in mutual goodwill and harmony." Up next on Noteworthy News, a USA non-profit funds research to improve the lives of canines, felines, equines, llamas, alpacas and wildlife. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more informative news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for an improving world. In animal welfare news, a nonprofit from the United States provides more than $3 million to improve animals' well-being. Morris Animal Foundation is supporting research grants for the next 3 years to over 200 studies, which will be focused on bettering the health of canines, felines, equines, llamas, alpacas, and a number of wildlife animals. More than 60 veterinary colleges, zoological institutions, and scientific research centers will be beneficiaries. Our sincere appreciation and heaven bless you, Morris Animal Foundation, for your significant endowments. May our loving animal cohabitants be provided the well-deserved best quality of life possible.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Jamaican entitled No Secrets.
The woman at the house said to the salesman, "Oh, you know, send me the home. Me boy pick me tell you something about that, huh? That was easy, ma'am. He was cutting the grass."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Stop Animal Cruelty, the suffering of the loving lamp and gentle sheep on animal world, our co-inhabitants.
"These lambs, sheep, and rams shouldn't be treated this way. This is just wrong, and it's completely disgraceful. It's good to see the lovely little free lambs, though. I wish everyone could see this terror is horrible and wrong." Viewer from New Zealand.
Compassionate viewer, we too are saddened by the brutal mistreatment of all animals, and we agree that it must stop immediately. Please help share the vegan message with whomever you can, that our animal friends should be respected and supported to live in happiness and dignity. You can download free of charge any of our programs on our noble animal cohabitants to show others at www.suprememastertv.com/aw. Heaven's blessings and love to you and your kind New Zealand co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with divine love. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Australia donates an additional $5 million to the UN World Food Program to provide humanitarian aid to more than 1 million people displaced by civil war in northwest Pakistan.
This year's 9th Marrakesh International Film Festival in Marrakesh, Morocco, features over 100 films, including documentaries on the dangers of global warming, with 15 finalists being considered for the film's grand prize.
In Italy, the Vatican's official page on MySpace.com features a music playlist representing a theme of heart-touching songs, which includes recordings by the late American rapper Tupac Shakur and UK rock band Muse, along with classical legend Mozart.
By the directives of United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the country donates $2.5 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA.
Following many individual reports of unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, in West Sikkim, India, a student managed to photograph 5 of the objects in the sky, which he said appeared and vanished quickly without noise or exhaust trails.
Near Iran's Parishan Lake, a local farmer found huge ancient jars and fortress columns from the Sasanian dynasty, with the jars being Zoroastrian burial urns.
U.S. researchers report a decline in cancer death rates due to better screening and treatment, as well as reduced risk factors, including smoking cessation and reduced meat consumption.
Hong Kong and Canada agree that Hong Kong residents 18 to 30 years of age will be able to obtain visas to live and work in Canada for up to 1 year.
American media personalities Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi chair the Farm Sanctuary's Peace for the Animals holiday auction with prizes that include spending time with celebrities to encourage shoppers to benefit animal welfare.
U.S. President Barack Obama's administration promotes cultural ties with Cuba by relaxing travel requirements for musicians coming to play at United States venues. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.